Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This week's parasha is Parashas Tzav, and it's also Shabbos HaGadol. So we'll call this our Shabbos HaGadol Drasha. So you get to attend, besides the Shabbos HaGadol that you're going to attend wherever you live, but you get to attend a Shabbos HaGadol Drasha in Yerushalayim, here at Kodesh. This is so exciting! Only minutes away from where people are going to be bringing Karban Pesachs, and where you can actually eat a Karban Pesach. So the truth is, I live on the second floor. So this is suffik if you're allowed to eat the Karban Pesach on the second floor, because Gagan Ve'aliyos Lo Niskachu, because the roofs and the attics do not have the sanctity that allows you to eat Kachim Kalim there. However, some people say that if it's the ground floor for the owner of the apartment, so then it's okay. It's only if you live in an apartment and you have an upper floor, then it's not okay. But if for each person, it's their own ground, so there's a tshuva about it in the Tzitz Eliezer. So we will find out when Mashiach comes if one may eat kachim in my apartment. But if not, my downstairs neighbor invites me, and I will take this opportunity to invite everybody to my downstairs neighbor. Anyway, it says in this week's parasha, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor. So we're going to connect B'siyata D'Shemaya between Tzav and Shabbos HaGadol. This is based on a beautiful Torah lecture given by Mori V'Rabbi, the Tolna Rebbe Shlita, in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, in the year Tovshin Samech Vav. It says in Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Ze Korban Aharon Uvanav, Asher Yakrivu L'Hashem B'Yom Yimashach Oso. This is the carbon of Aaron and his sons that they should bring on the day of their anointment. A siri sa'efa solas mincha tamid, a tenth of an efa, a constant solas mincha, mincha offering, machatzisa baboker, machatzisa ba'orev, half in the morning, half in the afternoon. We see something very interesting from this pasuk. We see that there's something called the carbon of Aaron and his sons. What is this carbon of Aaron and his sons? This is affectionately known as the Minchas Chavitim or the Minchas Chinuch. And Rashi says that Aved Yotos Makriven Asiri Sa'efa Biyom Shem Ischanchem La'avoda. This is brought by Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, and his sons, a Kohen Hedjot, meaning any Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedjot is going to bring this carbon. A Kohen Hedjot is going to bring you this carbon Mincha, half in the morning, half in the afternoon. He's going to bring it on the day of his anointment. Appointment. On the day of his investiture. But the Kohen Gadol, Zokt Rashi, brings it every day, as it says, Mincha Tamid. And as it says later on in Pasuk Tesvav, V'amakoyin ha-Mashiach tachtav mi-banah chukas olam. When a new Kohen Gadol is appointed, Aaron's son, he's going to bring this Mincha offering. And then it's going to be completely burned to Hashem kolil tiktar. What's interesting is that the Pasuk says, Karban Aaron uvanav, it's a carbon of Aaron and his sons. And yet it's not one carbon for Aaron and his sons, it's two different carbonos. There's the din of carbon Aaron, which is every day, half in the morning, half in the afternoon. And then there's the din of Banav, which is only once, on the day of their appointment, on the day of their chinuch la'avoda, when they begin. So since they're two different carbonos, why does the pasuk mesh them into one? Zeh carbon Aaron Banav. This is the carbon of Aaron and his sons. No! They're two different carbonos. There's the carbon of Aaron, every day he brings this minchas chavitin. And then there's Ubanav, they're his sons. The regular Kohen only brings it once. So why does the Torah Ma'arev and Rashi notice that? That's why Rashi explains. Okay, there's Hedyotos who bring it every on the day of their appointment. And then there's the Kohen Gadol who brings it every single day. But why does the Pasuk make it seem as if it's really one carbon? It's not two separate things. We know it's two separate things from Rashi. Yet the Pasuk puts them together. So that's from Parashas Tzav. Now let's go over to Shabbos HaGadol. Why is Shabbos HaGadol called Shabbos HaGadol? Ah, there are so many reasons. So many reasons. So the Tolna Rebbe Shlita wanted to say a Chiddush, a new reason. Possibly, it's called Shabbos HaGadol for the following reason. What's a Gadol? You could say a Gadol is big. You can also say differently. You could say Gadol doesn't mean big. Gadol means getting bigger. For example, you have a builder. What does a builder do? He's constantly engaged in the process of building. He's a builder. You have a driver. What does a driver do? He drives. So he's constantly driving. So maybe Gadol is not a shem etzem. It's not a noun. It's not saying this is the Shabbos of big. It's a Shem Tor. Somebody involved in Gedila, in growing. This is the Shabbos of growth, the Shabbos of spiritual growth. Maybe that's why it's called Shabbos HaGadol, that you never suffice with what you have, you keep going further. And based on this Havana, we can understand numerous Chazals. It says in the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, Parashat Yudal at Osvav, Amar Rav Levi, Adam HaGadol Ba'anokim Zavram Avinu. Amar Avinu was called the biggest of all the giants. He was the greatest Avram Avinu. He was a Gadol. Why was he called Gadol Ba'anokim? So you can explain based on what it says in the holy books, that Avram was a Zaken Baba Yomim. He came with the days, meaning every day was a new day for Avram Avinu. Every day he was growing. Baba Yamim. Every day. He took every day with him. He never sufficed with what he had. Maybe that's why he's called a Gadol Ba'anokim. He's a Gadol. He never stops growing. He's always Osek Bigadila. We have a Gemara in Brachas. Dafnun Chesamar Aleph. Amr of Shila. Ho'il this Avidli Nisa Bahaikra. Darshinalai. L'cho Hashem Agdula. Zumai Sibirashis. V'cheinu Omer Osa Gdolo Sadein Cheker. Rav Shila says that he wants to darshan. He had a miracle happen with this pasuk, Ayin Shem of the Gemara. So he wants to darshan this pasuk, L'cha Hashem Agdula. That's my Sibirashis. Why is my Sibirashis called L'cha Hashem Agdula? Maybe because every day HaKadosh Baruch Hu was creating new things. More and more and more creations. That's the Gedula. That's Ma'ase Bereishis, L'cha Hashem Agdula, constantly growing. Gemara and Shabbos, and of Samach Gimel, Amr of Yirmi, Amr of Elazar, that if two Tamidei Chachamim are sharpening each other in Halacha, they're Olam L'Gedula, they go up to greatness, meaning if they're constantly sharpening each other in Halacha, they're constantly growing, that's why Olam L'Gedula, they'll never stop growing. They're never complacent. They never suffice with what they have. It's all in the Gedula. They're constantly growing. It says in the Gemara in Masechah Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yates Amid Bey, Zemrav Yitzchak Lo Chor Yerushalayim, Ela Bishvil Shehushvu Katan LeGadol. Yerushalayim was destroyed because they equated a small person with a large person, a katan with a gadol. We can understand. It's a chamor thing to equate big with small. But for that, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. The other Gemara enumerates very serious averus. So the answer is maybe they equated small with big. In other words, even the big people said they want to be like Tanim. They just want to suffice with what they have. They don't have a shtokukus to constantly grow. And that's the root of their spiritual corruption. They don't want to grow. They're cool with where they are. And if that's the case, oy vavoy! As the famous Vilna Gaon says in the Pasuk, Ora chayim lamala lamaski laman sur mishol mata. That Ora chayim lamala lamaski, you have to go up. If you're wise, you go up. Because if you don't, laman sur mishol mata, otherwise you're going down. Like the famous Mashal, riding a bicycle up a hill. You're riding, you're going up. You're pedaling, you're going up. You're not pedaling, you're going down. So therefore, Hishbu Kadm Gadol, Gadolim said, we don't have to be Osik B'Gedila anymore. We're cool where we are. Gemara in Erevin, Samach Gimel Amen Aleph, Amar Rebbe Eliezer, Kol Amar Alacha B'Fnei Rabo, Moridin Oso Migdulaso. If you pass an Alacha in front of your Rebbe, they take you down from your greatness. The Gemara quotes a Pasuk. What's the idea? Your Mora Alacha B'Fnei Rabo, based on our explanation of Gedula, it's beautiful. They take you from your great. You're not going to become greater and greater anymore. Because you think you know more than your Rebbe. If you think you know more than your Rebbe, you can't grow. Growth means that you're constantly involved in trying to gain more knowledge, trying to learn more. So therefore, the Gemara says, if your Mora Alacha B'Fnei Rabo, you pass in front of your Rebbe, you're not going to have Gedula anymore. So now we see from these various sources what the idea of a gadol is. A gadol, somebody who's trying to constantly become greater. So if that's true, now maybe we can explain our psukim in our parsha. We have a coin gadol. What's the idea of a Kohen Gadol? He's a Gadol. He's constantly becoming greater and greater and greater. That's the idea of a Gadol. Osek Bigdila. Not just the high priest, but the priest getting higher and higher and higher and higher. That's a Kohen Gadol. HaKohen HaGadol Me'echav. He is Gadol Me'echav. He's constantly growing. In other words, every day is like his first day. Every day is like the first day at work. He always has the bren. He has the fire. B'chol yom yubeinecha kechadoshim. Every day is a new day. That is the Kohen Gadol. And azoy zoktes vasemes in parshas tzav b'shnas tov reik shmem zayin. Minchas chavitim shenikreis minchas chinuch. We have this carb in minchas chavitim, which is also called the minchas chinuch. The Kohen Gadol makriv b'chol yom. And we have the Kohen Gadol bringing it every day. Why? V'nira. Ki HaKohen Gadol. V'nira ki HaKohen Gadol mischadesh b'chol yom. The Kohen Gadol is new every day. U'misa'ala miyom liyom. And every day goes higher and higher. L'chein mevi mincha b'chol yom ha-mincha. And therefore he brings it every day. In other words, the regular Kohen only brings it on the day of his investiture, on the day of his installment. The Kohen Gadol brings it every day. You know why? Because every day is his first day. Every day he's so excited. Every day he comes with a brand, with a fire. And that's Machatzisa Ba'Boger, Machatzisa Ba'Erev. Just like in the Boger, when there's light, he brings it with excitement. So too Ba'Erev, in the evening when things are darker. He also has excitement. He's always growing. Like the famous Rav Sadia Gaon, that every day he did tshuva for his Avodas Hashem of yesterday. Because now he realizes, ooh, now that I'm in the Madrega I am now, what was my Avodas Hashem worth yesterday? Like there's a famous story of Yosef Dov Soloveitchik. They tell it about him. I don't know, I wasn't there. I'm not so old. I'm not 150 years old. But he once came to a certain town, and the innkeeper invited him in, and he gave him dinner, gave him his key to his room, wished him good night, and that was the end of it. The next morning, thousands of people coming from all over the place to visit the Gadol HaDor, staying in this inn. So the innkeeper said, "What's going on? What's all this excitement about?" I said to him, "You don't know who's in your inn?" He said, "No." He said, "The Gadol HaDor of Yosef Tov HaLevi Soloveitchik." He said, "What? I didn't know." So he went to him and he begged him mechila. And Soloveitchik said to me, "What are you asking me mechila for? You didn't do anything wrong." He said, "No, but if I'd have known you, the Gadol HaDor, I would have treated you like a king. I just treated you like a regular customer. Had I known, I would have treated you like a king." So too, every day, we were greater than we were the previous day, and we're supposed to look back and say, "Oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Knowing who I know you are today, and I known that yesterday, I would have treated you so much differently. Sorry." So every day, the Yid HaKadosh, his Talmidim, said, that why was he called the Yid HaKadosh? Every day he was a Jew. Every day he served Hashem as if yesterday he was a Goy, and today he's a Jew. He went to a higher Madrega. And that's why Hagoyin HaKadosh Migustinin, who was one of the top Talmidim of the Kotzker Rebbe, was asked, why a Kohen Hedyot is called a Kohen Hedyot? Hedyot's like, I mean, in English, the word idiot comes from Hedyot. So why do we call him a Kohen Hedyot? It's a zilzel. Call him a Kohen Pashut. Call him a Kohen. What's his lashon of Kohen Hedyot? So the Gaon HaKadosh Migustinin, Zchus Yogan Aleinu, says that if somebody can get greater every day, he can be in the mile of a Kohen Gadol and go higher and higher and higher. And he doesn't. So then he's just a Hedyot, just a simpleton. A simple Kohen. And that's why we give him that name. And that's our job, to keep growing. And maybe we can find a Makor based on our Mahalach to a Rambam. B'derech HaRayon, B'derech HaMachshavah, B'derech HaLamdus. A Rambam that many of the Gedolei HaMechaberim found very difficult. The Rambam paskins with respect to a Kohen Gadol, in the fifth parak of Kli Hamikdash, Halacha Zayin, Zok the Rambam, that the Kohen Gadol has to live in Yerushalayim, and he's not allowed to leave Yerushalayim. And all of the Nosei Kli Rambam say, where does the Rambam get that from? Kohen's not allowed to leave Yerushalayim? Where does he get Ve'eino Zaz Misham? So the Menchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kufayin Aleph, Osches, writes, because of a Rambam, the Kohen Gadol, Tzarech, Shiyeh, Beisel, B'Yerushalayim, Ein Ozaz Misham, Le'olam, his house has to be Yerushalayim, he's never allowed to leave. The Kesef Mishnah, Lo Herem Motzo, the Kesef Mishnah didn't tell us where the Rambam gets this from. V'Kasavti Ala Gilyon B'Shem Talmidei Acharif. And I wrote a number of times, I wrote on my Rambam, in the name of one of my sharp Talmidim, that it says a number of times in Tosis in the name of the Yerushalmi, to call on maybe carbon afilu eitzim vilavonoton lino b'Yerushalayim, anybody who brings a carbon, even if it's a carbon eitzim, doesn't matter, there's such a thing as a carbon eitzim the Gemara Menachos talks about. Any type of carbon, it requires lino on Yerushalayim, the person has to sleep over. And therefore, since the Kohen Gadol brings a carbon every day, machatzisa babok or machatzisa ber, if he brings this menachos chavitim, therefore he couldn't leave Yerushalayim. Lo ayach alatzeis mi Yerushalayim veladu chutz li Yerushalayim v'divrei pi chacham chein. And there's a very wise answer. So the answer of the Menchas Chinuch in the name of his Talmud is that the reason a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to leave Yerushalayim is because when you bring a carbon, you have to stay over. And since the Kohen Gadol brought a carbon every day, so he's never allowed to leave. However, it's not so pashut that that's correct. Based on two Sfas Emeses. This is Sfas Emes in Zvachim Adav Tzadi Zayin, where the Sfas Emes says that the reason we require Lina is because if you just bring the carbon and leave, so it looks like it's being brought Derech HaRoyu Mikre. Just by chance, yeah, you brought the carbon, it's not a big deal. So you have to show your Kvius there. However, says the Sfas Emes, if you live in Yerushalayim, or if you were there the previous night, then that's enough. You don't have to stay the next night. So the Kohen Gadol, so he was there as long as he slept over the previous night, so the next night he doesn't have to stay. He shows that he's not doing it Derech HaRoy. He's doing it Derech Kvius. He was there the previous night, or if he lives there, certainly. So from time to time he can leave. So the Menchas Chinuch wanted to say that he can't leave because it requires Lina. You have to stay over the night of bringing the Karban. But that's not true, because you don't have to stay over the night of bringing the carbon if you were there the previous night, or if you live there, as long as you show that you're kavua in Yerushalayim. That's one Sfas Emes. And if that's the case, the Kohen Gadol would be allowed to leave. This is Sfas Emes in Menachos, who says that you're right. When you bring a carbon, it requires lina. Yes, you have to stay over, sleep over, but that doesn't mean that you're not allowed to leave in the interim. In other words, what time do you go to bed? 10 p.m.? So when you bring a carbon, you have to go at 10 p.m., go to bed, sleep in Yerushalayim. But until 10 p.m., you're allowed to leave Yerushalayim. And yet the Rambam says you're never allowed to leave, even during the day. So the Sfas Emes says, stay there. Do lina. But you're allowed to leave. Lefi shah. You're allowed to leave for a few minutes. So, therefore, based on that, the chiddush of the Menchas Chinuch wouldn't be correct if we accept either of these Sfas Emeses. On one hand, the Kohen Gadol is kavu in Yerushalayim, so he would be allowed to leave, because he's showing his kvius. And B, alright, sleep over. But you're still allowed to leave during the day. Leave for a few hours. And even if you brought a carbon, you can leave for a few hours. And the Menchas Chinuch and the Rambam says, you're never allowed to leave. So just bringing the carbon doesn't prevent you from ever leaving. It just prevents you from not sleeping over. You have to sleep, you have to stay there, Beseder. Sleep. Even if you don't accept the first chiddush of the Sfas Emes, say you have to sleep over the night you brought a carbon, but you're allowed to leave before bedtime. And yet the Rambam says you're never allowed to leave. So now we're stuck. why is the Kohen Gadol not allowed to leave Yerushalayim? There's also a rugged shavur in one place. He's medayik from a Gemara in Sanhedrin that he accompanies the people out to the Shara Ir. Kohen Gadol goes to the gate of the city and not any further. So you see the rugged shavur is medayik from there that the Kohen Gadol doesn't leave the gate. He doesn't actually leave Yerushalayim, he has to stay. In any event, we need to give some sort of hesber as to why the Kohen Gadol can't leave Yerushalayim. What would the Rambam's makor be? They ask, there's a big kasha on that also that the Rebbe Shlita asked. I would tell you the kasha if I remembered it, but I don't remember it. I think that's what the Rugged Shavur said. My memory isn't so clear on that one. But what I can tell you is this for sure. That based on what we're saying, we have a mahalach in the Rambam as to why. Now, like the Minchas Chinuch said, we have two kashas in the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch isn't necessarily correct that the reason he can never leave is because he brought a carbon. Because we saw that maybe he can leave, either for a few hours or bechlal he doesn't have to stay over because he lives there because he stayed there the previous night. But maybe the reason is Eino Zaz Misham Leolam, because this Kohen Gadol is a person who's constantly growing in avoda, and therefore he never leaves Yerushalayim. The Rambam learned from the Minchas Chavitim that it's constant ischachus. So constant ischachus, you can't leave. Every day you're getting higher and higher and higher and higher. So if every day and every minute of every day, you're constantly involved in growth, so you can't leave Yerushalayim. So now we understand, my sweetest friends, why you can never leave. Because if you're leaving, then you're not involved in constant growth every second. Why would somebody leave Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh if he was involved in growth every second? So maybe that's the makor, the Minchas Chavitim. The Rambam learned from the Minchas Chavitim that a Kohen Gadol every day is his chachos. Maybe the Rambam saw the Sfas Emes. I'm saying that could be. The Rambam saw the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes says that that's Pshat and Minchas Chavitim. Every day it's a new, every day it's his Minchas Chinuch. Every day it's his first day on the job. And that's why he never leaves. In any event, sweetest friends, based on all of the foregoing, we can now understand why the Pasuk put the two together. Zeh Korban Aaron Uvanav. And we ask, it's not the same Korban. It implies that it's really one. They're two different dinim. There's the din of a regular Kohen, a Kohen Hedyot, simple Kohen, on the day of his installment. And then there's the din of the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol is not just on the day of his installment, it's every day. So why does the Pasuk mesh the two together? Is there Korban Aaron Uvanav? Answer. The answer is beautiful. The answer is it is the same. It is one. Why is it one? Why is it one? It is one because the Kohen Gadol is also bringing it on the day of his installment. Every day is the day of his installment. It's really one. It's really one and the same. Every day is his first day. So it's the same as what the Kohen Hashiot is bringing. Because every day is a new bechina. Every day is new excitement. Every day is new growth. So therefore, the Kohen Gadol, it's not that he's a different din than the Kohen Hedyot. He's the same din. He just has different feelings. The Kohen Hedyot's going to be excited on his first day. And the Kohen Gadol's going to be excited every day. But it's really the same din. It's a Minchas Chinuch. This is how he's Mischanech La'avodah. He gets into it. He starts. Chinuch is Aschol Asdavar. See, he starts with the same excitement as a Kohen Hedyot does on his first day. Kohen Gadol has every day. So that's why the Pasuk put the two together. Is a Korban Aaron Uvanav. Korban of Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, every day. Banav, on the day of their investment, of all the Kohanim. But it's really one and the same, because the Kohen Gadol, every day is his first day. And that's Shabbos HaGadol. Kohen Gadol. Shabbos HaGadol. Just like the Kohen Gadol is constantly involved in growth, so too Shabbos HaGadol. Shabbos of constant growth. This is the Shabbos where we really have to take it with us. The Shabbos before Tzias Mitzrayim, where we're supposed to go higher than high. The whole basis of our Yadus is on the Tzias Mitzrayim. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Yotzei Sicha Meretz Mitzrayim. We have to be Osek and Gedila and growth. And in fact, we know that it's always Shabbos HaGadol, it's always in Nisan, where you go out and you see the trees beginning to grow, to blossom. Chodesh HaAviv, Hischatshus HaBriah, the flowers are growing, are flowering. And it says in Chazal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out mamish in the best month, Nisan. Nisan is shukasher latzis bol aderech. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. Everything was perfect. Everything was the way it should be. Everything, we had all of our needs were taken care of physically in order that we should be able to grow. And we know that the name is Baruchim Kol Shisa Yomin. The whole week gets its koach from Shabbos. So the Pesach is going to get its koach from Shabbos HaGadol. And we should be Zochem Yitzhak Hashem to take advantage of this Hoicha Shabbos, this high and holy Shabbos. A Shabbos of Gedila, a Shabbos of growing, a Parshas Tzav, a Kohen Gadol, a Pesach, an Ilonos Melavlevim, Hischatshus HaBriah, and a Mitzvah Hashem will take that with us for the rest of the year, the constantly desire to grow and to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in that schus we should be zochek, ki meitzeischa, meiris Yisrael, our redden of flows, and Hashem should show us all the wonders, just like He showed in when we left Egypt, but many, many, many times better than that. And we should see b'kar of mamish, bias, Mashiach tzidkenu, v'mehera v'yameinu, amen v'yamein, shalom, shalom, and good Shabbos, sweetest and most beloved friends.